This is VOA News. Diane Roberts. The U.S. President and House Speaker are scrambling for support ahead of a House debate ceiling vote Wednesday. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The debt limit and budget cuts package that squeaked through the House Rules Committee on a 7-6 vote is headed to the U.S. House. President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy are trying to assemble a centrist bipartisan coalition to get it passed and avert a potentially disastrous U.S. default in less than a week.
Yes, I'm confident we'll pass the bill.
218 votes are needed in a 435-member House. The deal faces opposition from hard-right Republicans who say the budget cuts don't go far enough.
Trillions and trillions of dollars in debt for crumbs.
Representative Scott Perry is the chairman of the Freedom Caucus.
This deal fails.
The White House said President Biden has had more than 100 individual phone calls with lawmakers. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will do their part.
We're not interested in political gamesmanship. We're interested in avoiding a catastrophic default.
Liberals are upset the deal greenlights new work requirements for older Americans on food aid and a natural gas pipeline through Appalachia. Jennifer King, Washington.
If Ukraine was responsible for a Tuesday drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. The White House press secretary said the U.S. does not support attacks inside of Russia. A U.S. military aid package for Ukraine that's expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and will include additional munitions for drones. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
The aid greatly resembles other recent U.S. packages, which have focused on providing Ukraine more ammunition for the weapon systems it has and helping it prepare for a counteroffensive to push back against Russian gains over the past year. Ukrainian officials have not formally announced the launch of a much-anticipated counteroffensive, although some say the pace of attacks suggests that it's already underway.
That was AP's Lisa Dwyer. This is VOA News. A military spokesperson says Sudan has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it has been battling for weeks. The official said Wednesday that the move is a protest of the Rapid Support Force's repeated violations of the humanitarian ceasefire, including the continued occupation of hospitals and other civilian infrastructure in the capital, Khartoum. The development was a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, which have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nations' warring sides. North Korea said its attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, sudden alerts in South Korea jolted its normally unbothered residents.
Sirens blaring on the streets of Seoul just after 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. Many residents received a wartime alert, saying they should prepare the elderly and young to take shelter. Minutes later, a second message appeared on phones saying the warning was sent in error. The warnings were prompted by a North Korean satellite launch, which headed south before crashing into the sea well off the coast. Even for Seoul residents, who routinely deal with North Korean launches, the incident was startling. It is extremely rare for North Korean missiles to disrupt life in South Korea. That's partly because there are so many launches, about 100 since last year.
For the first time in Syria's 12-year war, people in every district are experiencing some degree of humanitarian stress, and a staggering 15.3 million, nearly 70% of the population, need humanitarian aid, the United Nations said Tuesday. A UN appeal for $5.4 billion to help more than 14 million people in Syria is less than 10% funded, and the UN World Food Program has warned that without additional money, 2.5 million people are at risk of losing food or cash assistance starting in July. Canada will work with the United States to draft a cybersecurity certification framework for defense contractors that will be identical for both countries as incidents of malicious hacking increase, the defense minister said on Wednesday. A New Zealand airline is asking passengers to weigh in before they board their flight. The AP's Mimi Montgomery reports.
As part of a month-long survey, Air New Zealand is planning to weigh 10,000 passengers so pilots can estimate weight and balance before takeoff. It is voluntary, but the airline's insisting that travelers shouldn't fear stepping on the scale. There's no visible display involved, and the weigh-in data remains anonymous. The survey is designed to calculate average weight that goes on a plane, numbers required by the Domestic Civil Aviation Authority. And the timing of it may be necessary, as recent health stats show New Zealanders are getting heavier.